American Language Course, Book 17, Tape 3A. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words. Discipline. Discipline. Display. Display. Disciplined. Disciplined. Mandatory. Mandatory. Indicated. Indicated. Now read the paragraph aloud with the tape. Try to read at the same speed as the tape.
Discipline is a very important part of a soldier's training. A soldier who can't learn discipline will never be able to work successfully in the military. New soldiers must learn to listen to orders and follow them. They must learn about correct military appearance. They need to learn how and where to display their insignia on their caps and uniforms. They need to learn how to display respect to their superiors. They have to learn when and where and how to salute. In general, they need to know how to act in a disciplined military way. A soldier who has discipline is easier to work with than a soldier with no discipline because he can be depended on to do what he is supposed to do. He knows that rules are mandatory and he must follow them. His leader has indicated to him what he has to do, and he does it. He doesn't have to be shown twice.
Answer the questions you hear about the paragraph. Number one. What is a very important part of a soldier's training? Repeat. Discipline is a very important part of a soldier's training. Number two. What must new soldiers learn? Repeat. New soldiers must learn to listen to orders and follow them. Number three. In general, what do they need to know about how to act? Repeat. They need to know how to act in a disciplined military way. Number four. Why is a soldier who has discipline easier to work with than a soldier with no discipline? Repeat. Because he can be depended on to do what he is supposed to do. Number five. What does a disciplined soldier know about rules? Repeat. He knows that rules are mandatory, and he must follow them. Number six. What do his leaders know about him? Repeat. They know that when they have indicated to him what he has to do, he will do it. He doesn't have to be shown twice. Look at figure 2. Circle the best answers. Number 1. Private Carr is a very disciplined soldier. Number 2. It's not a good idea to display a lot of money in that part of town. Number 3. Those children learned how to behave correctly at home. Number 4. The leaders indicated the soldiers were to stand at attention. Number 5. Rules are mandatory for military persons. Number 6. The young man displayed a neat appearance. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is A. Repeat. Private Carr is a very disciplined soldier. He does what he is supposed to do. Number 2 is B. Repeat. It's not a good idea to display a lot of money in that part of town. You shouldn't show a lot of money in that part of town. Number 3 is A. Repeat. Those children learned how to behave correctly at home. They learned discipline from their father. Number 4 is A. Repeat. The leaders indicated the soldiers were to stand at attention. They told the soldiers what they wanted them to do. Number 5 is A. Repeat. Rules are mandatory for military persons. Rules must be followed by military persons. Number 6 is B. Repeat. The young man displayed a neat appearance. The young man looked neat and clean. Look at figure 3. Repeat the underlined words and the sentences. Number 1. Flags. Flags. Look at all those flags. Most countries have a flag. Symbols. Symbols. Nations. Nations. Flags are symbols of nations. When we see a white flag with a red leaf, we know it is the flag for the nation of Canada. Number 2, symbol. symbol. This symbol tells us there's a railroad crossing ahead. Number 3, national anthem. National anthem. A national anthem is a country's song. When you hear a national anthem, you should stand up. Do you know all the words to your national anthem? Number 4. Official. Official. Your passport is an official document. It was given to you by your government. Number 5. Informal gathering. Informal gathering. The barbecue was an informal gathering. Number 6. Formal occasion. Formal occasion. The general's reception was a formal occasion. Figure 4. Circle the best answer to the question you hear. Number 1. What is a symbol of a nation? Number 2. What is a national anthem? Number 3. Jim's going to a soccer game. What should he wear? Number 4. What is a general's reception? Number 5. What should you do when you hear a national anthem? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is B. Repeat. What is a symbol of a nation? A flag represents a nation. Number 2 is A. Repeat. What is an anthem? An anthem is a song. Number 3 is C. Repeat. Jim's going to a soccer game. What should he wear? He should wear informal clothes. Number 4 is B. Repeat. What is a general's reception? A general's reception is a formal occasion. Number 5 is C. Repeat. What should you do when you hear a national anthem? You should stand up. Look at figure 5. Listen and repeat. Number 1. Classes must be attended daily. Number 2. Students will be expected to be on time. Number 3. A student might be questioned about being late. Number 4. Number 4. Reasons for being late don't have to be accepted by the instructor. Number 5. Students have to be given homework. Number 6. The lesson for the next day ought to be looked over the night before. Number 7. Review quizzes can be given every morning. Number 8. Extra class time may be required. Number 9. The BX can be gotten to very easily by bus. Number 10. If you shop at the BX in civilian clothes, you could be asked to show your ID card. Number 11. Shopping should not be done for civilians who can't shop at the BX themselves. Look at Figure 6. Listen to questions. Use the words in Figure 6 and answer the questions. Look at the example and listen. What must drivers do? Repeat. Traffic rules must be obeyed. Now listen and answer. Number 1. What might the police do? Repeat. A driver might be stopped by the police. Number 2. What can happen if a policeman stops you on the road? Repeat. You could be asked to get out of your car if a policeman stops you on the road. Number 3. What can drivers see easily? Repeat. Traffic signals can be seen easily. Number 4. When should drivers not drive their cars? Repeat. Cars shouldn't be driven with the seat belts unfastened. Number 5. What must drivers do before driving their cars? Repeat. Cars have to be inspected. Number 6. What should all drivers get? Repeat. Licenses ought to be gotten by all drivers. Number 7. Are licenses given to everyone? Repeat, licenses don't have to be given to everyone. Number 8. How can all drivers drive? Repeat, cars can be driven carefully by all drivers. Number 9. Who will pay fines? Repeat. Fines will be paid by drivers who break laws. Number 10. Can careful drivers avoid accidents? Repeat, accidents may be avoided by driving carefully. Look at figure 7. When I say start, read the rows of words and circle the word that does not belong in each group. Look at the example. Circle the word paper. It doesn't belong with the other words, which are colors. You will have 30 seconds to complete this exercise. Ready? Start. Stop. Your time is up. Let's check your work. In number 1, the word secretary doesn't belong. In number 2, the word friendly doesn't belong. In number 3, the word elderly doesn't belong. In number 4, the word curly doesn't belong. In number 5, the word selfish doesn't belong. In number 6, the word mustache doesn't belong. In number 7, the word thirsty doesn't belong. In number 8, the word measure doesn't belong. In number 9, the word sweet doesn't belong. In number 10, the word vehicle doesn't belong. This is the end of Tape 3A, Book 17.